Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Great Expectations, was written by Patricia Rabin. On a busy day before Christmas, an aged woman approached the mail counter at my crowded neighborhood post office. Watching her slow pace, the patient postal clerk greeted her. "Well, hello, young lady." His words were friendly, but some might hear them saying that younger is better. The Bible inspires us to see that advanced age can motivate our hope. As the infant Jesus is brought to the temple by Joseph and Mary to be consecrated, two elderly believers suddenly take center stage. In Luke chapter 2, Simeon, who'd been waiting for years to see the Messiah, took Jesus in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations." Then Anna, a very old prophet, came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph. A widow who'd been married only 7 years, she'd lived in the temple to age 84. Never leaving, she worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. When she saw Jesus, she began praising God, explaining about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. These two hopeful servants remind us to never stop waiting on God, no matter our age, with great expectations. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Luke chapter 2, verses 25 through 32 and 36 through 38. Now there was a man in Jerusalem called Simeon, who was righteous and devout. He was waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not die before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Moved by the Spirit, he went into the temple courts. When the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what the custom of the law required, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Sovereign Lord, as you have promised, you may now dismiss your servant in peace, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the sight of all nations, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel." And now picking up at verse 36. There was also a prophet, Anna, the daughter of Penuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was very old. She had lived with her husband 7 years after her marriage and then was a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple but worshiped night and day, fasting and praying. Coming up to them at that very moment, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were looking forward to the redemption of Jerusalem. Let's pray. Dear faithful Father, when we lose hope, remind us to wait expectantly for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Joyce Dinkins, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.